Wow, that's my intro. I like to say happy Sunday to everyone that is tuning in. And I love Trey Songz, in case you didn't know. I think Trey Songz is the most sexiest artist. Whew, wee, he's just naturally sexy. I'd like to tell you thank you so much for tuning in with Chat with Dr. Black. I'm the relationship therapist. Like to have some relationship conversation this evening. My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship. And even if you're happy, that's fine with me. So if it's anything pertaining to a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single, I'm here. I'm here for you. So, I'd like to welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio. I'm on station 2 for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour, and I'm on air every other Sunday. So, I'm on air this Sunday. Next Sunday, I will not be, but the following Sunday, I will be on air. Looking forward to your tuning in and calling in and just sharing whatever's on your heart. I am an open book person, so whatever you come with, I'm willing to accept. It's a no-host bar, so please just make sure that you tune in. So, like to give a shout-out to Doug and Donald, who's the BBS owners, and Donald is my guy who's there on the board with me, so I'd like to say thank you so much. The number here, just in case, I'm going to start off with the number. It is 1-888-429-5471. And just in case you don't know me too well, I love my two young adult daughters. I have two young adult daughters, age 17 and 20. If you want to know who you are speaking with or just curious to put a voice with a face, my picture is on bbsradio.com. I also have my own personal website, which is www.chatwithdrblack.com. And you can get an abundance of information of who I am, what I do, what I offer. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Tonight, the wonderful topic is about mate searching. Mate searching, whether you're looking for a marriage, whether you're looking for a platonic mate, whether you're looking for a sexual relationship, whatever you're looking for, let's talk about it. So tonight we're going to talk about mate searching. And so I find mate searching to be really interesting, only because when we start looking for our mates, we began to, let's say, put ourselves in a box. And sometimes you have to be outside the box. And oftentimes what we will do as people is, I want him to have this kind of job. I want her to have that kind of job. I need her to make this kind of money. I need him to make that kind of money. Wow, will blow me down. I need them to look like this. I need them to look like that. I need the nose not to be long. I need the nose to be short. I need long hair. I need short hair. I need no hair. But you know, when you get to be a certain age, all that don't mean a hill of beans. What really boils down to mate searching is, can you really get along? Can you really get along? So most of us, you know, we carry around a list of criterias or qualities that we tell ourselves we're looking for. So a brief, how can I say this? I did a little search on the internet and I checked out, you know, some different dating sites. So, you know, they have these lists and they ask you certain questions like, you want somebody with a sense of humor, sense of adventure, and good teeth. For real? I mean, if you're compatible, or if you're willing to work with that person, you can make them laugh. They can make you laugh. They can be adventurous. And sometimes when you get to be a certain age, you start losing your teeth. You know, you were born with none and you end up not losing them. I'm telling you, my aunt is so funny. She's 93. She'll be 94 in December. She doesn't have any teeth, but it doesn't stop her from doing what she needs to do. So bottom line is, teeth really don't matter. We even put a person in a box. I want him to own his own business. I want someone who likes to travel, work out. And guess what? Curiously, we often end up with mates who seem to lack many, if not most, of the qualities we said we wanted. Because you just can't find that individual person who's just like the perfect individual. And you know, I'm so nosy, so I went on a dating site. I think I was on two dating sites, and it was so interesting. I'm going to save that topic for another day because, oh my God, when I tell you what really went on, you're going to be in awe. But anyway, mate searching is really interesting. How many of you out there put that special someone in a box initially and you realize that it didn't mean anything? Remember, the number here is 1-888-429-5471. If you're interested in calling in, want to know, excuse me, why is it that we put individuals when we're looking for a mate in a box? As if you need the perfect Barbie doll or the perfect Ken or the perfect Kelly. Do they even exist? Excuse me. So just want to know, start off with, why is that? And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. So if not, I'm going to continue on. One reason may be that people don't come, and I'm going to just call it custom ordered. It's because you have to learn in life to compromise. If not, you'll be by yourself. I know of a lady who, she wants the guy to be light in complexion, certain height, certain body structure. He has to look a certain way. His teeth have to be straight. He needs to own his own place. And at 52, she is still single. She is still alone. So she's not willing to compromise, but she really do need to compromise at 52. She's looking for her Prince Charming, the perfect guy. But on the other hand, guess what? Many mate choices people make are more than just a little surprising when you really end up with your mate. Because the criteria they was using, guess what? It's gone. It's down the drain. Kapoosh, be gone. Just like, you know, just like water off a duck's back. It's almost like when we are mate searching, it's almost like we're shopping. Maybe I want Nordstrom's. Maybe I want Saks. Maybe I want Gucci. Or how about if I hop over here to Walmart or Kmart? See, nobody wants Walmart and Kmart. Kohl's is mediocre. But nobody's not trying to do that, especially here in California. They want the Rodeo Drive shops is what they really want. But sometimes you have to toss that shopping list to the side. And I think people, when they start doing mate searching and they start picking at this is what I want, this is what I don't want, it has a lot to do with them as an individual. There's some type of insecurities that they have going on. Because you should just be able to just get out and be with anybody. Don't look at the person from the outside. Look at the person from the inside. And we as people, we have to learn to shop from inside out. Inside out. Can I say I'm guilty of it? I probably have been. I can say, you know, maybe one or two times. And it's not so much as I need something that's from Saks. No, I just need someone who is ahead of me in life. Because as educated as I am, Dr. Black likes to always be taught. And I don't mind doing the teaching, but honestly, I love to be taught. I do. And I don't treat a relationship like it's education. No, I don't. As a matter of fact, when I'm in a relationship, you don't even have to call me Dr. Black. Who is that? Just call me Lathea, you know, or my childhood nickname. Oh, hey, Bootsy. And then we could just keep it moving. Or matter of fact, hey, baby. Hey, sweetie. Hey, honey. Hey, dear. My love even sounds good on my ears. See, that just makes me attached to a man. Hi, my love. And I could just say, oh, baby, that just makes me feel so good. So if you are one of those people out there and you did some mate searching and you had a criteria, you had a list, and you want to tell me what your list consists of, you can call me at 1-888-429-5471. That's 1-888-429-5471. Just like to take a little break right now. If you are interested in being a sponsor, you could please visit my website, send me an email. I'm at www.chatwithdrblack.com, and I'll be more than happy to discuss with you if you like for me to, if you like to be a sponsor on my show. And you like to do an advertisement, that's fine with me. Okay, so I'm going to go back to what we were talking about, mate searching, which is the topic for tonight. In case you're just now tuning in. All right, if you just have something on your mind and you want to talk about your relationship, please feel free to just give me a call. And I will repeat the number. It is 1-888-429-5471. If not, I'm going to just, you know, like carry on. So, as with everything else, our little conscious minds play second fiddle to our unconscious desires. And it happens. Because you may think you know what you want in a mate, but the real qualities we find attractive is something that's totally different. And the real choice we ultimately make are often quite different from what we tell ourselves that they are. So he has to be tall. I need him to have certain pecs. I need his chest to be rippled so when I hug him, or I need her to be real slim. You know, I met this guy one time. I'm just going to interject with this. I met this guy and he told me, you know, when I married my wife, she was 110 pounds. And then over maybe 2 or 3 years, she gained weight and she went to 100 and I think he said 125 pounds. She gained 15 pounds. And the guy told me that he divorced his wife. I said, did you really divorce your wife because of that? He says, yes, I did. Well, I found that to be very interesting. And he said, yeah, I divorced her because she gained 15 pounds and she refused to lose that 15 pounds. And I thought to myself, well, she probably thought she looked good with that 15 pounds. She probably had a little bump on the back, nice butt on the back. She probably has some hips finally. She probably has some breasts, some titties that she ain't had before. 15 pounds and he divorced her. And I thought, wow, now that's shallow. Because, you know, women can't stay skinny, Barbie doll skinny, unless you dieting, you go get surgery with your stomach, or you in the gym 24 hours. You forget to be a mom. You forget to be a wife, but you in that gym. Are you so stressed out that you just stay so skinny that you can't gain no weight? But if she only gained 15 pounds, I said, oh, God. I said, your Barbie doll was no longer a Barbie doll. So he says, yeah, I divorced her because she was overweight. In this day and time, women are paying for titties and ass. Can you believe that, how much money they're paying? As a matter of fact, they're even going to get injections on their ass. I said, wow. They even have squat challenges. I said, you know, back in the day, we never had squat challenges. You just eat little extra French fries and some vanilla shakes and you got the weight. But now you have to go through a squat challenge and you have to run uphill, back downhill, and you got to nearly kill yourself just to look perfect in this day and time. And that's part of the criteria that, you know, men want. I want a woman that has the perfect physique, the perfect body. Oh, my God, are you for real? I said, nobody's perfect. So let me just break it down, you know, because when you start doing mate searching, there's nobody who's perfect. I'm not even going to talk about the famous people who put those waist cinchers on and have the perfect waist. That's not even human. But if that's what they want to do, that should get down. Go ahead and do it. Let me tell you how it just works in life. So God just blesses us with certain talents. He has blessed every ethnicity with certain talents, certain looks. And certain attributes, okay? I'll tell you this, and I have really paid attention, so I know what I'm about to say. It's not racist, it's just real. And I can't be racist because my grandmother and great-grandmother are Hispanic. My grandfather is Irish and Cherokee Indian. So my dad is Blackfoot Indian. And then I have my maternal grandmother, who's half Cherokee Indian, half Hispanic. And that's why she spoke Spanish, because she married a Cherokee Indian. And then my great-great-great-grandfather is a white man. He's a slave master who slept with his slave, and then they had my great-great-grandfather, okay? So I come from a mixed gene pool. Half of us have these weird color eyes, and so it's just interesting. But we all have the same exact body shape, which is another interesting facet. But I'll tell you this, God has blessed us all with something. So what I'm about to say, it's not racist. Not racist at all. So when you look at Asians, they've been so blessed to be educationally and academically rooted and grounded. That's just their special talent that God has blessed them with. They're very small and petite in size. They have no extra curves, but they are just brilliant individuals. Then you have the Hispanics, and they come with a lot of hair. They're just blessed with hair. They have long eyelashes. Their skin has hair. They have a lot of hair on their arms, and they have long, beautiful hair. That hair, when it grows all the way down their backs. beautiful, nice, thick hair. My mom had a best friend, Mary Sanchez, may she rest in peace. And this is how I know, because all her and her children and their children had a whole lot of hair. But then I just know because I researched it. So they have long, thick hair. Now, here come the Caucasians, white people, let me say white people. And they have long hair. But as they get older, the hair thins. But for the most part, they've just been so blessed with long hair. And not all, but some. So for each category, not all, but some. And so then you have the black people. And they don't have, the hair texture is just totally different. So it's sometimes it's a challenge to have just wavy or curly hair. And so, you know, there's a challenge there. So you can't really focus on us with hair, but we've just been so blessed to be able to have weaves and kinecolon and everything else that comes with it that you could put on your hair. But black people have a natural body structure. We come with breasts and we come with, you know, thick butts on the back. It's a rarity. A lot of people say Nicki Minaj had a butt job. But it's a rarity that we would have to go out and have butt and breast jobs. It's just a rarity. But we don't have some attributes that other ethnicities have. So with that being stated is, when you're searching for a mate, you can't find anyone who's perfect unless they go in and have all this cosmetic work added onto them. So what I find to be really interesting is that with mate searching, just accept people for who they are. They don't have no hair. They don't have no hair. They don't have long eyelashes. You see so many women putting eyelashes on and then the glue burns their eyes. And it's more of a health risk to put all that on. And whoever came up with it, they're just making money right now until everyone realize their eyes are ruined. But it goes back to mate. When you're searching for a mate, just accept a person for who they are. That's all you have to do. Is just accepting an individual, a man, a woman, a man, for just who they are. And oftentimes we really don't do that. So when I just like to know what is everyone else's opinion. You can call in to 1-888-429-5471 and tell me how is it for you when it's mate searching for you? Or how did you select your mate is what I like to know. I know some people look at how tall, how short, how wide, how thin you are. It just all depends on the individual person. You know, I do want to say this, that unconsciously, our minds are frequently as poor at choosing a mate as are our conscious ones. So, you know, when you start putting a person in a box, it's like, wow. Should we really value an adventurous spirit over honesty? And so some people are attracted to honesty and some people are not. Or do you say, I want good hygiene over fashion sense? Or common values over common interests? It's very complex. And, you know, you need to make, I won't say you need to make calculations. Just please don't make no calculations when choosing a mate. Because it just becomes too difficult. Because there's no one out there who's perfect and that they ever exist. you just have to, if you attracted to that person in your heart, just take them from the heart. You say, well, that person is good, but then I want great. And tomorrow you may say, well, that person is great, but I want it to be greater. That's just so unpredictable. You just have to relax, let it flow, and just accept the person for who they are. Don't put them inside of a box. I would say there's probably one variable almost none of us include that would make a whole lot of variables insignificant. And when you choose a person or you find interest in a person, the question is, what kind of person does the person you're interested in make you to be? I'm quite sure there's some people out there who are married, dating, and you have been with, you've gotten with somebody, and you're with somebody right now, and they end up making you either be a better person, or you're just stagnant not to be a better person. I want to know, what kind of person has the person you're with or the person you chose to be with made you to be? My number here is 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. So if you're interested, I love to hear what you have to say. I really am. What kind of person that you ended up with, the mate that you chose, what kind of person did they make you to be? If they even made you to be, or who did you make them to be? That's what I really want to know. All right. So what I am going to go into next is, I'm just going to talk about, you know, that self-fulfilling prophecy theory. It's that social interaction. Because the argument is that the way we expect other people to behave alters our behavior in such a way that causes them to fulfill our expectations. It's interesting. If you ask a man to look at some photographs of females, and you say, okay, some of them are attractive, and some of them are unattractive. And then you ask them for their impressions. It's interesting. The women who were the attractive ones the women who they found to be attractive, they thought was very warm and cozy and just had everything right going on. They were very receptive to them. Very, very receptive. But the unattractive women, men did not take too well to those women. That was interesting. Very interesting. And the man was so blinded by warm observations and warm in conversation that they forgot to look really at the woman. So the unattractive women were just, they're unattractive. That was like a real study. That was a real study. So the men end up saying that the women who were unattractive, they didn't find them to be nice. Not warm, not cozy, not fuzzy, not easy to communicate with. But the women they found to be attractive, guess what? They thought they were warm, cozy, fuzzy, very nice. And believe it or not, the expectations that the men had of the women affected their own behavior. Just what I was saying, it affected their own behavior. All right, so we have Maria on line one. Caller, go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Dr. Black. I have a question in regards to relationships and, I guess cheating and also, maybe loving more than one person. I mean, is it really possible to really truly give your heart to more than one person? Because I have a situation where I care about two different individuals, but I'm in a committed relationship. But I really don't know, what to do, and I don't want to choose, but I don't want people to look bad on me either. What is your take on that, if I may ask?
Well, the way I feel about it is that can you love two people? You can. I tend to love everyone. That's my opinion that
But this is a passionate love.
whether if it's passionate, whether if it's surface, whether if it's intense, whether if it's deep, if you passionately love two people, hey, it's possible. You're 100%. Are you splitting it at 50-50? Is that what you're telling me?
More like 75-25, I would say. I spend most of my time with my husband and some of the time with my friend.
Okay,
But I care
so,
about both equally. At least I feel like I do.
okay, so 75 and 25 is not equal. 50-50 is equal. And you're not the first woman who I have heard this from. I have heard this from numerous women who said that they are married, but they need that additional balance. And there's nothing wrong with it. I have one person I know, their husband is aware that what they do. But you have to always remember that saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So
Right.
as long as you are willing to get down with that gander, then just make sure, Miss Goose, that you don't get your feelings hurt.
Want my feelings hurt.
Yes. So, if you're okay with that, then hey, do you and get off doing you.
Well, see, I think it's more of kind of like piecing together a perfect man, whereas you get certain pieces of them, and one does one thing, the other does another thing. But if I can combine the two into one guy, I would have the perfect guy. But obviously, that's not possible. And maybe I'm selfish, maybe I'm greedy, but at the same time, I believe we only have one life. And if I don't take care of me or my happiness, I don't know if anybody else really can. And I think a lot of my friends, I try to tell them, and this is the thing that they are telling me that, no, you just need to just be one. You have to choose. You have to choose. Why should I have to choose? But I don't want my feelings to hurt either, like you said. So I'm going to have to think about that. You've given me a lot to think about.
Well, I'll tell you this. What actually happens is that we think we can be with someone who gives us everything totally. And so it's not until you get with that person that totally they can't give it to you. And so you have to find that settledness within your heart, mind, body, and soul. And if you don't find that settledness within your heart, mind, body, and soul, then it creates for you to go venture out. And I know sometimes some women hormonal levels, when you get to be a certain age, your hormonal levels requires you to be more sexually active or more intimately involved than what your mate can keep up with.
And oh, goodness, you're right. Yeah.
And yes, and that's why people talk about sustaining marriages, sustaining relationships, what keeps you together. You know, in life, we really can't talk about what really is done behind the closed doors. Mm. And I'm glad you called in, because I really want to open up Pandora's box and start talking about the brothel houses, the private parties, you know, private intimate parties.
The lifestyle. Yeah. They call it the lifestyle, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the lifestyle. And so, you know, people, they participate in some, not all, but they will participate in extracurricular activities, and the husband will give them a pass for them to be able to participate if they're at the brothel house or if they're at the swinger party. If you Google swingers, oh my God, you come up with it. Someone put me on a swingers website, so I was like, oh my. They just had a party. What's today? Sunday? They just had a party on Friday night. And I was like, oh my God, maybe I need to send some people over here. But married people.
Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah, that's a good question. How do you know? Can you educate us on this?
Well, a lot of people have, like, you know, they like voyeurism. They like to, you know, their husband likes to watch, or they have what they call BBC, to be politically correct. I don't know if I would rather people like look it up, but it's where the husband watches other gentlemen.
Marie,
you can say it.
Yeah, you can say it. This is internet radio.
This is the Urban Dictionary calls it big black cock. So basically, the lady, the wife, would get a friend or a black gentleman per se, and they would then go and have this person have sex in front of the husband. The husband doesn't participate at all, but he just watches, and he lets his wife just enjoy however much, whatever much, whatever she wants. And it's all about her and all about her needs. And they just, like, for a better way to put it, they service her and they take care of her needs. And she's like the princess in the room, and she just gets service however she wants. I love it personally, but you know, it's not for everybody. It isn't, but it's called BBC. That's the urban term for it.
And that's
what they do at these private parties and at some of these lifestyle parties or the swinger parties or personal parties. And, like, you know, it's like a whole society and it's totally accepted. But, you know, maybe to people who are just like in a fully committed relationship, they don't, but I mean, I personally think it's an awesome idea. I think it's kind of like being polyamorous in their own way, just without the committed. It's like the ultimate form of friendship, if you ask me.
And I do agree. I have male guy friends that have been called upon to offer that service. And they have called me and confided in me as something that's very, very confidential. Because you just can't go around and say, oh, guess what? Tonight I'm going to go do BBC. I'm going to go partake in BBC. And I do have clients that do call me, that do express themselves, that they have been called upon to watch, and that they have been offered to go to elaborate and very expensive and exquisite trips to travel with them. And wow. So, yes, that is the new companion, because it's just like your 75-25. They get 75% from the husband, but they need that 25% of that BBC. Yes.
So then I'm not horrible. That's really what I guess. I don't know if I'm seeking justification or permission, but I just really feel like I have a big heart, and that there's just not one person that can fulfill every single need that I am. Because it's like, I feel like I have regular friends, and I have a girlfriend for this, a girlfriend for that. These are just normal friends. But most people can't have just one friend who fulfills every single need that they have. And I feel that's the same thing in relationships. And I just don't want to feel horrible about it, because I love a lot. That's all. And I'm sure there's other people that would agree.
And you're absolutely correct. No, don't feel horrible about it. It is just the way of society. Honestly, it is. And it's thinking outside the box, honestly. That's exactly what it is. It's just thinking outside the box. You know, let me ask you a candid question. When you met your husband, were you looking for someone to fulfill all of your mental, psychological, emotional, and sexual needs? Were you looking for that?
I would say no. I think it was more so I was, I liked him as a person, and I genuinely thought he was like my best friend, and, you know, he was always there for me, and I enjoyed his company. But I don't think I was mature enough to really know about the emotional aspects that come with marriage, because after being married for over 10 years, you know, obviously you change as a person, you change in a relationship, and, you know, your needs become different. You know, I'm almost 40. So I think when I was married as a 30-year-old woman, it's totally different than my mindset with children. And, you know, I just feel more like I need to take care of my needs, where it was more centristic for my family needs when I first got married. Now it's about me. Because life is getting shorter. I want to fulfill my needs, and I'm selfish like that. And I know it's probably bad, but it's the truth.
But I think you're more or less focusing on your needs as sexual is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's what happens. And that's why if you ever go to a brothel house, and for those of you who are out there listening, as I was going through my doctoral program, I had to go visit a brothel house. I was like, wow, this is a huge place. Look how free everybody is. This is a nice party place. I thought it was the best place to have a party. And then I realized, you know, the guy who took me said, no, this is called a brothel house. And I said, well, this is an excellent education. So I had to understand that, wow, look at all these people here. People were naked. Panties, no panties. Bra, no bra. I said, wow, this is free. I loved it. I said, everybody's all dressed up with no panties on. Okay. You just bend over and show your ass and your clit and your pussy and everything else. And I was like, oh, my God, look at these people. You go upstairs and everyone's having sex. You just hear everybody having sex. Don't nobody care. They just laid out naked. Okay. All right. All righty then. And I think that's what makes brothel houses so popular. And that's what Heidi Fleiss was bringing to us back in the day. But Hollywood just did not accept Heidi Fleiss like they should have. You know, but it happens. Whether you know, she had high price paying call girls, but that's the purpose of the call girls. That's the purpose of the swinging. People are swinging in the privacy of their homes. And so, you know, some people feel as if, oh my God, if I'm participating in swinging, that makes me a bad person. But couples make that decision to swing.
Together. Yeah.
Correct. Together. And they even swap. They even swap. And men are just so willing nowadays because they can't even get their cock, as some people call it, can't get their dick hard. So they need someone to fulfill their wives. Because if, you know, like they say, it's cheaper to keep her.
True.
So whatever you're doing to, you know, to get yourself off, please make sure you're practicing safe sex.
Always.
Yeah. Because that's what people are doing.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It's like, woosa,
I needed this. Oh, I did. I needed this. This just touched my soul. I'm so serious. Thank you so much.
You know, I think I probably need to do a show on brothel and swinging and, you know, just talk about relationships because you're very welcome. It happens. And some people don't want to talk about it. Some people are just so straight laced. Some psychologists, some therapists, some counselors are just so straight laced. If you're with that man, you're with that woman, that's who you are with. Well, the blood of Jesus, as I have to say, sometimes that's how some people are staying together for 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 years. I have a friend who's been married for 27 years. They want to go to the swinging club.
Well, there's variety is the spice of life.
And that's what they're looking for. Even if you just go to look, my God. You know, after so many years, I mean, what are you going to do? Put on a different color condom? If you're married, why put a condom on?
Ooh,
what are you going to do? Go, you know, go to the toy store and, you know, clip. Well, I was thinking about being with a white man, but my husband's black. What am I going to go do? Go put a, you know, piece of white material on top or a synthetic material on top. And, oh, I got me a white dick. Or if you white and you want a black dick, you know, what are you going to do? So that's why people open up that particular area. But it's reality. It may sound like, oh my God, is she really saying this? I tell you, I shoot straight from the hip. I just really do.
I can honestly say, I thank you. I thank you for shedding light on this because I really was very conflicted and confused. And now I think I have a good handle on it. And I think I'm going to go enjoy myself freely.
Freely. You will have to. I'm on air every other weekend.
And safely. And,
yeah, freely but safely. And, you know, consciously. And remember, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And that's what you have to remember. So while you freely and unconsciously and safely doing what you do, you may want to, you know, tell your husband, baby, I think you can go and sample yourself.
I think I'd be okay with that. I think I would.
Well, you know, make sure you put out there. If it's straight man to man, I mean man to woman, then make sure you put it out there because some men may think that it's okay to go man to man if you're not okay with that.
I'm not okay with that.
Well, that's, once again, you got to get everything up front. And you can say yes, go do that, but you have to get everything up front. You really do.
Well,
you have to get.
If they say, if he says no, and I still want it, is that like a divorce?
I wouldn't say a divorce, but you have to understand and respect his no, and then you have to be candid. It has to be a grown folk candid conversation, and these are my needs, my desires, and my wants. Because now you're taking away the 75%. And now you have 25%. So do you sacrifice your 75% for the 25%?
I don't know if I want to do all that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how the old saying came into play. The grass isn't greener on the other side.
True.
You may have to be the one to add an extra cock on to your husband. Or you may have to teach him what that 25% is giving you. You may have to say, I'm the mommy, and you be the little boy, and let me teach you some things. Or I'm the teacher, you the student. And you may have to, you may have to play dress up and pretend to get him what you want. And then go buy a different color cock and put that cock on top of his. And hey, they're making everything. It's at the toy store.
Well, that'd be a good date. We can just go to the toy store together.
Oh, heck yeah. Make sure you go to the toy store and really enjoy yourself. And then make the environment as sexy as you want it to be.
Put on Dr. Black, you're going to have us making some babies. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Didn't I say safe? I said safe. I didn't say.
You over here in the 75% camp. You can make some babies.
Well, heck yeah. That 75%, you got to take it to another level. And that's what we don't do. You go to the brothel house and you say, okay, you can go be with that person. And I'm going to go be with this person. But the issue is when you start swapping, you don't know what you are getting.
Mm.
You'd be like, what the hell? Yes, you're going to have to ask yourself, like, what the hell just happened here? Is this it to you? Yeah. But then you get that 75% if you're at a brothel house or if you're at a swapping or swingers party. And you'd be like, this is it? I just wasted.
Yeah.
I just wasted who I am on this? Or you could be like,
3 hours of my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you could be like, wow, that was wonderful. Yes, as you should. I'm quite sure in whatever state, wherever you live, they have a romantic store where you can go and do what you do best. And sometimes, it takes just that extra kick to bring back or bring into the marriage what you need. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, go buy some.
You're giving me a lot to think about.
Yes, most definitely. Go buy some outfits. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, they have outfits. Go buy a little girl outfit. Go buy a teacher outfit, a librarian outfit. Put your glasses on with your hair in a ponytail and your itty bitty dress on. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Play dress up one day. Put on a short skirt with no panties on. And, you got to bring that excitement into your relationship. Mm-hmm. Find some nice, saucy music. Tina Marie got the most sex. Her and Janet Jackson. Tina Marie and Janet Jackson got the most sexiest music. I tell you. And you can put some Trey Songz on. But for the most part.
Some deep erotic chill, like the chill house. They have some real sexy tunes that you can dance naked to. At least that's what I like to do.
Uh-huh. Matter of fact, go put a pole in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah. They have the ones that have a section cut. See, I know way too much. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, there you go.
Out there.
Uh-huh. No, it's okay. No one knows who you are. Everyone knows who I am. Everyone can go to www.chatwithdrblack.com and they'll be like, oh my God, this is Dr. Black. Yes, it's me. It is me. You know, so you got to bring that erotic piece to your marriage. It's been 10 years. And if you plan on going for the long haul, an additional 10 more years or 20 more years, then you really have to think outside the box. And that's what a lot of couples do to sustain their relationships.
Okay. I think I got my game plan together.
You've got it. You can call in.
You have hooked me up.
That's my job. You can call anytime.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
You as well.
Thank you. So for those of you who are out there listening, I like to say thank you to the caller who was brave enough to call in and share what was on her mind and her heart. Until next time we tune in, if there's a specific topic that you like for me to cover, please, by all means, please call in. Email me. Send me an email through www.chatwithdrblack.com. Next time I'm on air will be September the 13th. September the 13th at 6 o'clock on bbsradio.com. I like to just say thank you to Donald, my technician, for being on air with me tonight. And I like to just say thank you so much. You all have a wonderful next week and a half. And until then, be safe, practice safe sex, and God bless you all. And I love you. Take care. Bye.